tackle or guard would need to do?
Yeah, I think they were, a lot of teams were kind of interested to see how I would, you know, fire out on the run blocks. I mean, we didn't do a lot of that. We did a lot of passing, so it was a lot of pass blocking. And so, there, like I said, it was just some things that, you know, the scouts and the coaches just, you know, maybe weren't too excited about.
How did you, like, in the, after the season, what did you do to try to get people, you know, did you do a lot of workouts and things like that for teams, or how did you?
Yeah, actually, because I wasn't invited to the combine, a lot of teams brought me into their facilities, and I had a lot of, you know, personal workouts. But during the off season, I put on about, you know, 15 pounds from my playing weight during the season. That probably was another reason some coaches thought I was a little light. But, you know, I just tried to show what I could do and what I was good at, and it seemed to work.
What was your reaction today when you found out that Daniel was going to be
back? You know, it's kind of what I said yesterday, just been preparing all week if I have to start. But in the same sense, you know, if Danny plays, that's great. So I'm just trying to mentally prepare myself to play, and it's better to be, you know, ready to play than the last minute be thrown in and be like, oh, here we go.
If you do end up playing, do you think it'll help having that game be at home as opposed to maybe within a
building? Yeah, probably. You know, it kind of takes one thing, you know, a little bit less to worry about. You don't have to worry about the snap count. Don't have to worry about getting off the ball at the same time. It's, you know, a comfortable situation, and so that is definitely a benefit.
Dennis, do you think that when word trickles back there that, you know, probably be starting right guard, that they're not going to change radically what they do, but that they'll try to maybe funnel a little pressure your side or test you out? I mean, do you expect that?
Yeah, you would think so, just because, like you said, it's a rookie, you know, first time. But, you know, it's, again, something you prepare for. It's not, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to give a little extra pressure towards me, but that's why we just use our game plan to prepare for it.
Andy had a few offers. He could have moved Harriman inside. He could have mm-hmm. Dunlap inside. He decided to go with you. What does that mean? Someone who was not a guard.
Right. You know, it's exciting. You know, it's very humbling to, you know, the coach, you know, trust me like that. You know, hopefully I just, you know, perform to the level they want, and, you know, I don't let them down.
What does Mud tell you that he likes about your game?
He does like the fact that I'm as big as I am. I can really get into the guys really easily. And, you know, kind of he likes to use the word smother. And the fact that as big as I am athletic for my size, and I can still move my feet. And so he likes the fact that I kind of have a mixture of both, you know, a big guy and also kind of the quick guy that he likes.
Do you feel like you could be a career guard, like that could work for you here?
Yeah, I could. You know, if it was in a system like this, I think it would work out really well, especially with Howard's blocking scheme. I think that fits me really well, so I can see that, yeah.
How do you see that? Like, how does the scheme fit you well?
It's a lot more aggressive. You know, you get into them, and, you know, it kind of takes away their options. You do it, you take it to them and kind of take out their game plan and kind of throw them off guard.
What about the fact that Vic isn't the biggest quarterback in the world on the inside? I mean, mm-hmm. Is that a factor?
I actually haven't thought about it until you said it. But, you know, it's just something, if you're playing in guard, you have to concentrate on being low. And so, you know, if that means I have to be a little bit lower, then, you know, might as well work on it.
First time they want you to play guard, when was it?
It was during training camp at Lehigh. You know, they mentioned, it was actually when Brandon Washington went down with a concussion. Okay. Yeah. Leading into the preseason game against Pittsburgh. We needed a body. They threw me in to see how I did and ended up playing, you know, the Pittsburgh game and a couple other games during the preseason.
And what was your thought at the time?
I kind of saw it coming, you know, throughout the draft process. A lot of coaches were saying, you know, we could see you moving in the guard.
Even at your height.
Mm-hmm. And
even coaches from different teams were
Yes. And so that's what my agent was saying. He's, you know, some guys see you at guard, others see you at tackle, this and that. And so when they, you know, put me in there, it was kind of like, okay, this is really happening, but it wasn't, you know, a shock.
Yeah. Why did they want you at guard? What was their thinking?
I kind of think it's kind of, I have a mixture of the athleticism that, you know, a lot of guys my size doesn't have, but at the same time, I do have great size, which I can smother guys pretty easily.
How comfortable are you with the other guys on the offensive line?
Very comfortable. You know, I get along with them really well. You know, Todd is, you know, a great guy, and Dallas, you know, is my locker buddy, so we talk a lot. So, yeah, they're all great guys.
Is there anything you have to focus on to excel at guard that maybe you don't have to think about as much at tackle that changes?
Probably just the focusing on the technique and the fundamentals. When you're out in tackle, you can – at times win with just athleticism and just kind of run guys around the pocket. Where the guard, you're right there, you're right in front of him. You have to make sure you're sound in what you're doing so you don't get passed or get beat, because then he has a straight line right to the quarterback.
Can't family watching me.